fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Today we present another in our continuing series of studies from the book of Proverbs. Our teacher today is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who until the time he went to be with his Lord, served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 13. Today we're going to begin with verse 15 and try to cover the rest of this chapter. We may not be able to do it. Proverbs chapter 13, beginning with verse 15. Now, Proverbs 13 is in that central section of the book of Proverbs, which is a collection of proverbs in the accepted sense of the term. It's composed of pithy sayings which express wise rules of conduct, warnings, lessons drawn from experience, and moral reflections. These are entitled the Proverbs of Solomon, and are for the most part unconnected sentences without systematic order or logical sequence. They are, however, remarkable for profound thought and acute observation expressed in antithetical or illustrative form. The whole of them comprises a divine system of morals of universal application. It's a treasury of wisdom in all its diversified details, both personal, domestic, social, and civil. Now, beginning in verse 15 of chapter 13, we read, "Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard." A good understanding refers to the ability to perceive what is right and proper. A person who has good understanding then knows how to act properly in certain situations. And it says here that good understanding giveth favor. In other words, that person becomes a gracious person. He acts graciously towards others. He's courteous. He's kind. He is considerate. And in every type way, that person is a refined person. However, the way of the transgressors is hard. The Hebrew word translated hard may also be translated harsh, which would be much in contrast with the word favor in the first part of this verse, which simply means that the person who is unfaithful, that is a person who does not have good understanding, perception of what is right and proper in all situations, he will act harshly. He will not be a gracious person. He is inconsiderate. He is discourteous. And he causes all kinds of discomfort to those with whom he comes in contact. Now, the verse may also mean that a good understanding giveth favor. That is, a person who has a proper perception of what is right, that person is the one who gains favor. But the way of transgressors is hard. That is, those who transgress the laws of propriety will find it difficult in life for them. And of course, this is true morally and spiritually. The person who transgresses the moral laws of God will find that his way is hard. He faces difficulties. Oh, he may seem to prosper in life, but he's fraught with all kinds of evil about him. And, of course, it will lead, finally, into the pathway of death and destruction. So here is a proverb regarding character, speaking of one who has good understanding and the other who is a transgressor, or he's faithless. He does not possess that good understanding. In the second place, we have a proverb regarding prudence in verse 16. "Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly." Now, the prudent man is a shrewd man. He's a man who is very careful and guarded. in the pathway of life, and he himself is guarded from being misled into foolish actions. So the prudent man dealeth with knowledge, that is, he acts with deliberation and forethought. He weighs the circumstances, and he considers everything that pertains unto action, and then he consciously decides his course of action after proper consideration. The prudent man, then, deals with knowledge, that is, he acts deliberately and with forethought. But a fool layeth open his folly. Now, a fool is a person who is insensible to moral truth, and he acts without regard to it. As a matter of fact, the fool says, God doesn't count. God has no place in my life. I will not yield to him. I will not even recognize him. Well, this person layeth open his folly. That is, he spreads out his foolishness. He displays the fact that he is a foolish person. He acts impetuously. He reveals his lack of prudence. He's not one who is guarded in the way of life. So here is a proverb regarding prudence. In verse 17, there is a proverb regarding faithfulness. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Now, the wicked messenger is one who is sent on an errand, dispatched with a message to others. Now, if he's a wicked messenger, that is, he's not faithful to deliver the proper message, he falls into mischief. He gets himself into trouble, and he also gets the person whom he represents and for whom he speaks into all kinds of trouble. But on the other hand, a faithful ambassador, that is, one who is trustworthy, one who can be counted on to give a faithful witness for the person from whom he sent, then he is health. That is to say, he's the source or means of a healthy, sound, prosperous transaction. Now, this proverb, then, regards faithfulness in connection with bearing a message as an ambassador for another. And so it's a proverb that regards faithfulness. Unfaithfulness brings trouble. Faithfulness results in sound transaction. In verses 18 and 19, there is a proverb regarding success. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. You notice both these proverbs have to do with business success. As a matter of fact, they are maxims of business career. It says here in verse 18 that poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. That is, poverty and disgrace comes to the businessman who refuses to be instructed, one who goes his own way and seeks to pursue his own business transactions without receiving instruction from those who are experienced in these lines, and then he can only expect poverty and disgrace to follow. But the person that regardeth reproof shall be honored. That is, the person who gives the proper regard and proper value to instruction, even if it calls for reproof and correction in one's business transaction, that person will become wealthy. That person will be successful in his business deals. Now, in verse 19, it goes on to say that desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. That is, the person who has been successful and reached his goal for which he's longed and for which he's worked, this is sweet to that person's soul. It is a pleasant, a blessed thing. There's nothing in the world like achievement to bless one's efforts. And so this person finds it sweet when he has accomplished his purpose. But It is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Why? Fools seek through evil ways, mischievous ways, ways that are unlawful to attain goals, and it is an abomination from him to depart from his evil ways because he wants to have his desire accomplished or his goal fulfilled. Now, abomination means loathsome. Fools love to pursue unlawful pathways to achieve their goals, and so it would be loathsome to them to depart from evil. In verse 20, there's a proverb regarding associations. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. The Apostle Paul had a word to say about associations when he said, evil communications corrupt good manners. That is to say, a person who associates with those who are evil in their conduct, evil in their pursuits, then those persons will be corrupted in their own ways. Associations have a lot to do with one's success, or one's character, and one's conduct. And in this proverb, we're told that the person who walks with the wise men shall be wise. The person who makes his company with those who are wise, eventually that person will indeed begin to appropriate some of the wisdom of his companions, and he himself will be a wise man. On the other hand, the person who makes fools his companions will be destroyed by it, or he'll smart for it. You see, people are known by the company they keep. And as there's another mundane proverb which says, birds of a feather flock together. Wise people gather together with those who are wise, and of course fools gather together with those who are fools. And so we need to watch our companionship. Our own lives can either be benefited or destroyed by the companions that we keep. Well, I see our time is just about gone for this day, and we'll not be able to finish Proverbs chapter 13. But in view of these proverbs regarding character and prudence, faithfulness and success and associations, let me lay on your heart, my dear friend, the fact that good character comes as a result of one, first of all, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving him as his Savior from sin, and then setting out to order his life in line with the teaching of the Word of God. That person will be a person of good understanding. He, likewise, will become prudent in his ways, shrewd. He'll be guarded from being misled by the wicked or by the fools. He'll be faithful in his testimony. He will truly be success if he hides God's word in his heart, and then he'll be careful about his associations. Those with whom he associates will help bear witness to the blessedness of knowing the Lord Jesus as his Savior.
You've been listening to another lesson in our continuing studies from the book of Proverbs on the Bible Institute of the Air. Today's study was by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.